All right, so Katie Ford, welcome to episode 58. How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah, I'm good.
Absolutely amazing. This is an incredible place.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fantastic. So, Katie, I've got down that you're the owner and director of Fit For It Hybrid Gym.
I am.
Yes.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wow, there's some stories there, isn't there?
There is.
We're going to go into them, aren't we?
Yes, we'll come to them.
You've got no
idea. A lot of learning, growing.
You've got no idea what we're going to talk about either, though, because we've not prepped you for this, have we?
I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm rolling with
it. It's true, it's good.
Spontaneity.
Yes. So it says, shortlisted for the NFA PT of the Year, won Miss Galaxy Fitness Model 2014.
Yeah.
Let's start there first. Tell me something, what's NFT? NFA, sorry.
NFT.
NFA. Shortlisted for the NFA PT of the Year.
Oh, national. Well, it was National Fitness First, so it was the Fitness First. There's two actually. I won PT of the Year through Fitness First.
Okay.
That was quite a few years back.
Sure.
So that was come off the back of training, doing some different kind of transformations with clients, from helping a guy who had spinal cord syndrome to walk again, and
really?
So ended up showing what I did with my clients. And
sure. And won an award for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were shortlisted for the Workout Magazine, so the National Fitness Awards. But my client also came runner-up. So we entered my client who had autism and took him through a journey.
Right.
So I think that obviously helped me to kind of get shortlisted.
So
you forget.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was 2015. That one was, yeah.
Right, okay.
14, 15, yeah.
Right, so a few years back.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots
of you know, track of time. That's me getting a bit older, I think.
Well, I always got told that it's time's like an hourglass.
Yeah.
So when we're young, it seems like it takes for ages to run through.
Yeah.
And as we get older, it's like when it gets to the bottom, it starts running through quickly.
I know.
And it is, you blink and a decade goes by, doesn't it?
You're starting to realise time's very precious.
Yeah, totally. So then, Miss Galaxy Fitness Model 2014 as well.
Yeah, so I was involved in Miss Galaxy, an amazing association.
Yes.
I've got a big place in my heart. Was with them for 3 years and grafted and worked hard, started off kind of runner-up and got third place in like the fitness and kept grafting and ended up winning fitness model in 2014.
Really?
Amazing experience.
So it's not just about the modelling though, is it? It's like
that's what I loved, is the fact the old athlete in me doing the fitness in the morning, thrashing it out, sweaty,
yes,
having your competitive streak, and then we went and got pretty in the afternoon and strutted in a dress and in a bikini
and bikini as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you won.
I know, yeah.
God, 2014.
Yeah.
Do you fancy doing anything like that again?
I never say never.
Yeah.
But I personally know how hard it is in terms of the nutrition and everything. And I learn a huge amount about myself through it. So that's why I kind of did it. It was, at the time, I didn't realise that I was doing quite a lot of self-discovery. So I probably go back with a different attitude now. But never say never, but it's not on the agenda.
It's not on the cards.
No.
So, I mean, like, discipline, that's a really interesting word. And I think that's going to probably be a good topic for us to run through for the majority of this podcast, actually, because you've been into fitness, you're athletic, you've won the competition, you've got your own gym, you run your own business. There's a lot of discipline in all of that, isn't there?
I guess so, yeah. Been who I've been from an early age. My dad being, he was a national coach for endurance, and I suppose I've been around discipline. My cousin, she was an Olympian.
Right.
My dad trained Olympic athletes. So I guess it's kind of like in my blood, but also I was just surrounded by it. So I guess sometimes you don't realise how discipline is probably ingrained in you. So,
yeah, good. So do you think it's been beneficial to you in your business?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes you're your own worst enemy, because you can be, I've realised through parts of my life, very disciplined, maybe probably found it hard to relax back a lot because she's so focused. So I've in my later kind of the last couple of years, I've learned to be more just relaxed about things, working on not being so disciplined, because it has its pros and its cons.
Okay. So actually letting, like, going with the flow a little bit, rather than trying to
I've always been an achiever.
Are you a control freak?
I've been told I am, so yeah. I try and work on that as well, because you can't control everything, can you? And if you try, then you're going to fail. So it's
so are you a control freak in life or in business or both, would you say?
I think the mirror.
Yes.
So sure. I'd say I was probably more so, and then you learn to just got to let stuff go.
You are.
Let it go tune is the best one to put on sometimes, because you just can't, especially when you start building a business and people are involved, and one thing you can't control is people.
No, exactly.
So you learn the hard way.
But then saying that though, I think that again, there's a fine line, isn't there, between control and trying to dominate people.
Yeah.
And I think that like I'd much rather be in control than be controlled.
Yeah. I guess I'd like to see myself as a leader, and I would like to look at it more, empowering people and working as a team, so people want to be involved in your mission and what you're doing. Sure. That's what I've learned as I've gone along, because if you get a good team and everyone's singing off the same hymn sheet, you don't really have to have control then, do you?
No.
Because everybody has their own their own part within the mission.
The machine.
Yes, totally.
So how, I mean, this is interesting then, because like how did you transition from maybe not having that voice?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, would it be fair to say that you almost silenced that voice slightly to try and blend in with other people?
Ooh,
or have you always,
question.
do you know what I mean by that?
Just to elaborate a little bit so I understand.
I think a lot of people do this, by the way. I think what a lot of people do is they'll not let the true version of them come out to play in case it offends other people.
Oh, I'm a victim of that. Yeah, definitely.
But what you're saying there is completely the opposite now, isn't it? That you realise that when you be true, you attract the right kind of people into your
circle. Energies attract, don't they? And authenticity is really important. I think that's thing. I think when you're growing up and you're in business and stuff, you often believe you should be a certain way and act a certain way, and then I think as you start to learn, you realise, you know what? The only way you can do it is your way. And what I've learned is, for me, if I do things from the heart, then the rest will follow and it'll work for itself.
So how do you determine what's the heart and what's the head? Because the head's always going to... Like, what's the saying? If you go to the head, you're dead.
Yeah.
Because it's going to talk you out of everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I think sometimes that's massive, because you can say no. You obviously have a feeling to do something and something feels right, but your head will say, that's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a... Do we ever know? Do you know?
How do you find out what's your head?
I think I have a really good... something I've learned is I have quite a good gut intuition, mm-hmm. and I've learned to trust that more.
Sure.
And I've learned through failure.
Yes.
I've learned through getting burned and maybe making the wrong decisions myself. And then now, I guess reflection is massive, to be able to then grow and trust in it.
Yeah,
I guess still you're going to get it wrong sometimes, but if you've got to exercise that muscle, haven't you?
How did you learn to trust it then?
When I probably got it really wrong. Because I was like, oh yeah, you got that sign from your gut and you ignored it. Learn from that and think, oh, I guess you see your mistakes and you see the things you do, and then it's important to reflect back and then think, oh, I'm at this crossroads.
Sure.
Let's take time out sometimes. Because if you're always going on the fast lane, which I've been a culprit of, is fast, next, yes, I'll say yes to so many things. And now I do try my hardest to slow down.
Right.
Be more in the now. That's been a massive thing for me the last
year.
Because if you're not in the now, you can't make clear decisions. It's not easy to do that all the time, because life's fast, but definitely you can't have your intuition if you're constantly going at 100 miles an hour.
How do you slow down then? What, is there anything that you do? Is there a technique or...?
Not necessarily. I think it's more just on a daily basis. It's appreciating the little things. You know, like even just the people that are around you. I know it sounds daft, but I haven't got children. I mean, maybe one day, but even just playing with Nelly, my little fur baby, being in just the simplest of things, because I do see there's many times in my life that I've done amazing things, gone to amazing places, but I've been on the phone or I've been doing things and I've not been in the now. And I think you don't need to be doing amazing things. You can be anywhere. But you've got to be in the now.
You've got to be in the now.
Yeah, could be in the most amazing place in the world, but if you're not present, what's the point? So I guess just being present every day,
absolutely.
And that's my peace out. And
that's my peace out.
Yeah. I do yoga as well. I try and...
Do you meditate or anything like that?
Meditation for me yes, to an extent, but I want to do it more. It's right. something that's like the gym to some people, okay. that they really want to do it, but they just don't get round to it. And I do, and then I think, God, I need to do this more. So it's something that I have not mastered fully yet, but I understand it's a practice. I've gone on quite a lot of workshops and meditations and retreats, and I love all that. I love. So I guess that's how I give back and relax a lot. I do love.
I think that there's a danger, isn't there, that you become a bit of a junkie for them kind of things, though, as well.
True, yeah. You can end up, I'd like to have enough time to be a junkie, but to put all those things, I'll still... It's a good addiction to have, I guess, rather
personal
than...
Personal development, yeah, I suppose it is.
But I do know what, yes, it's true, you can become a...
Addicted to that.
Yeah.
Because it's all about feeling good, and when you feel good, you want to do more of it, don't you?
So yeah.
It's natural. So let's take a look, like a walk down memory lane. Then.
Okay.
Let's go back to Katie when she's a little bit younger. Like, what were your first job?
Oh, my first job. Damn it! How can I not remember? My first. Well, I. Do you know what? I don't know. Well, I used to clean for my dad. My dad used to make me do all sorts of jobs to try and earn money. Like, as in, as a young. I tell you what, I used to do as my. And this is going back, but I think I've always been on. Sometimes I don't like to do it, but entrepreneurial. Because I used to go to all the fairs and do braids, and make money from that, or I'd make bracelets and stuff like that. But my first job, I worked for CRB checking. Because I went to school, then lost my dad when I was 17. Okay. So kind of like job-wise, it was a very different situation. Then went straight on to college, straight on to university. But your interim of like uni, I did things like CRB checking for activity programs. And I remember doing lots of temp jobs. And, but my first job in fitness was working at a gym in town.
That was it, really? Yeah. So that's where you kind of got, what would you say, like your bug into it? Or?
Yeah, there was a small place a bit like here, actually. Right. But in the end, I realised I was more of a glorified salesperson. So I ended up going... I don't want to do this, and jumped and took the leap and self-employed personal trainer.
Oh, really? So, and what age were you then?
22.
Oh, really? So you jumped in very early then?
Yeah, everyone told me I was crazy, and I said, I'll work it out.
Yeah, good.
I'll work it out, and I'm here now. So.
Really? Wow. I'm not going to ask you how many years ago that is, by the way. But, I mean, that's incredible. That's incredible that you jumped in. I mean, and I think some people do jump in early. Some leave it very late on in their life, don't they, to do that. Do you think there's... Do you have any regrets for jumping into self-employment at such a young age, or do you think you missed out, or do you think it actually developed you?
I'm a type of person that I try not to have no regrets, so I find that a really difficult question to answer.
Yes.
I do believe that, to be honest, it's like naivety is bliss, because I didn't have long enough in employment, because like everything I did was obviously temp, so I don't know the different side.
Yeah.
Does that... Really, it's never really something that I've even thought about until probably recently. Just had a few people around me that have been employed and said, "You do realise that their opinion is that it, from doing both is how difficult sometimes it can be self-employed." But I don't know any
different,
and I can't see anything other than
what you've done.
Just every effort that you put in, you reap the rewards.
But
you've just got to, you've got to. Keep going and try your hardest,
Is there been times when you wanted to quit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what? If I quit, though, I wouldn't have a clue what I'd do. I'd have the moments of thinking quit, but then I'd be like, what the hell am I going to do? I joke and say I'm really good at making coffee. I'll work in Costa.
By the way, I'll work in Costa.
So, but there's many times that you think, you'd be lying if you didn't have those times where you just think, what's this all for? Because business can be tough at times.
Business is tough, yeah.
And especially if you've got personal and business things going off, they often mirror, and when you are your business, you've got to put your head up and just crack on with the day, and sometimes it's difficult, but yeah. Yeah.
And here you are, though. 7 years in. Almost 7 years in.
Yeah, so in January.
What happened 7 years ago for you to say, I'm going to do this on my own?
Couple of things, really. The company that I worked for, they closed down through their northern branches, so we got told 1 month. I was a PT busy, was probably doing about 30 to 40 hours PT, and they just said, oh, by the way, in a month's time the doors are shutting. So it was like, shit. Ended up in one of my clients' garages. Thank God I've got good relationships with clients. Was able to kind of keep a business running, so that was a bit of a I want to kind of be more in control of, I thought I was in control of your own of destiny as such, but when that happens, it starts to open your mind up. And then went back, started working for the company that it changed. Then it changed again. I just thought, I can't, this is doing my head in. And I had an amazing relationship with husband and wife, my client, Mark and Debs, and they always said, look, if you find somewhere or you've got an idea, we'll support you. Now, I didn't really know what they meant by that, but anyway, here came up because of cosmic whatever happened, and they were moving over to somewhere else, and they said, look, we've got here. And I took a gamble and said, yeah,
let's do it,
without knowing really what I was doing, but I said yeah. And it was nice to have obviously their support, and so that gave me that probably courage, which I'm very grateful for, because I wouldn't be here today if they'd not believed in me. So that's why we're here, because then they said, try and do more of what you're doing, because they saw what I was doing with clients and opened up here with the idea. I wanted to open a gym that was more like that personal training environment.
Amazing. So tell me, like 7 years, you've worked for yourself a number of times now in different situations.
Yeah.
So you're used to having an element of risk and knowing that you've got to perform.
Yeah.
But now you've got a building.
Yeah.
And commitments.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? I mean, like what went through your head? I mean, were you scared?
When I got a building?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I guess, honestly, sometimes I think, and I said this a bit earlier, is naivety is sometimes bliss, because you don't know.
Yes.
You don't know all that. I look back sometimes and think, if I knew what I knew now, how would things be? But I wouldn't be the person I am now, and I wouldn't have helped the people that I have. So a building, it's here, isn't it? So it's got to be open. It's got all those kind of challenges, because if you're open all that time, you've got to make sure it's running and
it's
and what
costs,
have you.
Making money.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's things that you start off as a personal trainer, which your love is for helping people and transforming people, not worrying about where extinguishers go and whether they're serviced and all that. But I guess naivety, not knowing those things sometimes is the best. And the pros outweigh the cons sometimes.
And it's a big transition as well from being a personal trainer, which is something that you care about.
Yeah.
Like deeply care about, because you're into fitness yourself, you've won Miss Galaxy, you've done the athletic side of stuff.
Yeah.
To no longer doing just that, but to actually being very hands-on and running a business as well.
Yeah.
Can at times also make you start to actually detest the thing that you actually love.
Yeah, and I've always tried my hardest to keep my love for the personal training side. I can honestly say, hand in heart, I still love what I do. Because I've had to go back to, why did you start it in the first place? And the training and the education that I've then gone on to do has been in business, because I know how to personal train.
Yes.
But running a business, and also a lot of like self-development as well alongside that, because that's what helps you to run a business. You, as a personal trainer, you're not a business. You're not
just you, aren't you?
Yeah. You can have your ideas and what have you, but I think where there's passion, that you can hopefully learn the rest and make mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
And learn and grow.
But it's always learning and growing, isn't it? And adjusting and tweaking. And I mean, we were just talking off camera first, weren't we, about how much the industry's changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much has that been an impact for you over the last 7 years?
Really big impact. I mean, at times it's been really difficult, because I'd never claimed to be anything like a commercial gym. And we aren't, and we've had to really go back to going, what is the mission, or what has always been my mission for helping people, and we're never ever going to be able to compete with the big commercial gyms that are out there.
Right. And but you don't want to, though, do you?
No, but it's took its time to get what's on the tin and what we do out to the right people, so they understand what we do, because there is people out there that are looking for what we do here, because they don't want the big gyms, the mirrors, and the busyness. They want something more community based.
Because I mean, this is what you said here, is that like you are a gym that's like no other gym out there. So you've got the fat loss and toning, nutrition and diet advice, body transformations, boot camp, VIP group training, Fit for It signature classes, the in house buzz bar cafe. If we turn the camera around, we can see this. This is incredible. This part of you as well.
It's the heart.
Product supplements, everything like that as well. So, but the thing that you said that I think is really powerful is that, like, there's no mirrors, there's no judgment, there's you're not training egos, are you?
No, no.
And I think that's the issue with a lot of gyms, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay if people want that. Do you know what I mean? But there is many people out there. We can see within society now that people need to exercise more. We need to be eating better, but people can't find the right vessel to do that.
Sure.
Or they feel like it's not them. It's not me. I don't do gyms, and we want to be for those people.
Of course.
The people that haven't got the confidence to step foot in those big gyms. They know they need to be healthier. They know they need to be fitter, but they don't know where to start. And that's our client base, or people that generally have probably exercised, used to be fit when they were younger, but then maybe put on weight or lost the confidence. And it's like, come into here. We'll find you again. And it's taking people through a transition
a journey,
that way.
Yeah,
it is a journey.
It is,
yeah.
So I mean, like, do you find that? Because it's mixed gym, isn't it? You're not
it
just,
is, yeah. Yeah.
Do you find that, I'm not trying to word it, do you find that it's more appealing to women than men, or do you find that...
I think because of the language that we're using, okay, but now I think men are being more honest.
Yes.
Because before it was what we were saying, it was attracted more to females, but our client base now is probably nearly the people that are coming through the door. It's a 50-50 split, really.
Right, okay.
Well, 60-40, 40% men, 60%.
Yeah,
because there's males that don't want to be in that type of environment.
Right.
They want that non-judgment, non-egos, no mirrors.
Sure.
So I guess it's balancing out.
Of course. So how do you find your audience then? Because like you're looking for a very specific now, aren't you? That's the real key.
That's been the challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what we're saying, so we tend to ask our people that are here that love us and invest within us what their language is.
Yes.
We speak their language, we'll market out there, and then that's how we bring in more of those people.
Yeah.
Through Facebook, referrals, that's his main thing, word of mouth, Facebook. And then generally we're getting more into kind of like networking now. Because I actually realise we enjoy that side, sharing what we do.
Yeah,
so if we can share, then that's how we
tend
to do it.
And networking, I mean, there's a really, it's a cheesy term.
Yeah.
But one that I like that really does kind of make a lot of sense is that your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
And it is true though, isn't it? Do you know,
like,
I really find that, like, I've been networking for the best part of 2 decades now, and the amount of people that I've met in that time really can be a great source of support for you throughout your journey.
And we've got some members here, and we've also, like, we've just brought on a membership manager, and she's great, so she's well connected. And then I now am more involved in it, so sometimes it's finding the right people. We've got people that are kind of going down that route, so
absolutely. So the gym's great.
Yeah.
You're in love with it.
Yeah, well, it's like a relationship, I think, sometimes. Sometimes you love and sometimes they really annoy you.
Yes.
And that's how I'm really proud of where the gym is now.
Of course.
It's been a ship turning.
Sure.
And where it is now, probably had his best month I've had in a very long time this month, which is really good.
Absolutely amazing.
But it just feels like pieces are clicking into place.
Yeah.
So
like, this is a business question for any business owner, is that how have you found it's affected your personal life, being invested so deeply into your business?
Yeah, it's something that I probably was blind to, and something that I am more aware of now, because I realise it takes up a lot of your life.
Sure.
And that is something you're naive to, and then you have to be, I'm starting to be aware of that, that I'm not too, I guess, too involved. You've got to close the door and walk away and then be Katie, do you know, because a lot of the time when people can get hold of you all the time, you're at everybody's,
accessible.
Yeah, I've had to learn that, and plus I'm a people pleaser, I'm a heartfelt person, it's hard to sometimes do that, but I've been learning. So sometimes on a personal level it can get in the way sometimes, but you've got to learn to not. And I'm trying. I'm
You're
practicing.
From this.
Practicing.
Totally. So I mean, like, what would you advise a business, like people involved in business that's very committed to the business, like yourself, who it's their child at the end of the day, isn't it? It's the baby.
Yeah.
It is the child. Like someone who's really committed to their business, who's passionate, who care, who's in love with it, who are having trouble balancing the work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's your advice to them there?
I'd say, I mean, it's all that taking time out again, do you know, because then you can reflect and see when it's taken over. Mm. And sometimes you don't, you're just on the rat race.
Because you're that buried into it.
And you've got your blinkers on.
Sure.
So don't feel guilty for taking time out.
Yeah.
Because you, at the end of the day, nobody said in their rocking chair, I wish I'd worked longer that day, yeah. or I'd not took that holiday,
yeah.
It's or I've not decided to go out that meal with the loved one, or
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
being distracted. It's again,
none of it matters, does it?
None of it matters. Be in the moment and try and take time out for you and be around the people that you love, because you don't ever say, I wish I'd worked harder.
No, nobody does, do they? No. I think that comes back to one of the things that you were saying earlier, though, is that the kind of belief or the mind or the opinion of what you think a business owner should be like.
Yeah.
And I think that we see business owners, there's a lot of gurus online that portray this, and films portray this, and you see them working hard, putting all the effort in, grinding it out, doing all that, and you just assume that that's what business owners should do.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for us to lose focus on why we did it in the first place.
I think there was a Steve Jobs thing that I saw.
Right.
I think it was Steve Jobs. He mentioned about, obviously, that at the end of the day, when it all comes down to it doesn't. It's about the love that you've got around you and your family and your friends. And it's kind of getting that balance. It really is a balance. Because if you're a focused and you're a driven person, and like you've just said, like about being disciplined, it's really about knitting them all together. Because if one takes over the other, it's not.
It's too heavy weighted, isn't it? It's a one way.
Yeah.
I like one, and I forget when, I think it was George Orwell who said it. He said that it's not about how many breaths you take, it's about how many moments take your breath away.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying with, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's something that I have really learned over probably the last couple of years is, like I said, being present.
Yes.
Because what's the point?
What's the point? So, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about this. Tell us about it.
Okay, so that probably... So Shine Bright Like a Diamond, I started started creating it in my head 2016 and then went on from there.
Yep.
So did the first one in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-week program.
Yep.
For women.
Yep.
And the idea behind it is transforming from the inside out.
Brilliant.
So they go through a whole process, and it's about nutrition, fitness, but mindset and self-discovery.
Sure.
So these ladies, a little bit like Guat Guan meets fitness.
Right.
So
okay.
They transform their bodies, yes, but some of them, everyone's on for their own goals and what they want to get from it. Sometimes what they come on for is not what they end up discovering.
Really.
So they may want to lose lots of weight, but actually it's learning to love themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And love themselves for who they are, and realizing that, do you know what, if women really come together, we can really empower each other. And
amazing.
So I give... It's like a platform to be able to do that. So it's got workshops in there. They end up going through the 10 weeks and then they go down the catwalk and show their friends and family their amazing confidence and body transformation again.
So like you've got, I mean, it says inspire and empower women to be the best version of themselves. I mean, that's just incredible. So then the end of it all, like you said, there's a catwalk, there's a show. Tell me about that. What happens there?
The event?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. We have so it's a 4-5 course meal, mm-hmm. for all the friends and family, beautiful catwalk, and they go down and it's about them express themselves on the catwalk, loads of entertainment, lots of drink, so quite a party atmosphere.
Sure.
And really, I don't think people know what to expect when they do come, because they're just coming for their said person that they want to, but the message is that it's people seem to have an amazing night, and it's a bit different to anything else that's out there, because it's a transformation event, and I suppose it's kind of helping people to really realise how some women are feeling these days through social media and the pressures of being super mom and super woman in terms of getting everything, and do you know what, we're just women at the end of the day, and a lot of things we do share the same, and I think throughout the process the girls really connect with each other, learn about each other, and I suppose you get different reference points, and then they go and just the whole thing, this is me, so there we go. Brilliant. They go down the catwalk and express
themselves. Yeah,
yeah, and there's some of these women are women that, by the way, the fear of walking down the catwalk is the reason that they're probably doing it. Because what my motto is life is your catwalk.
Yes.
So
love it.
You, once you've done that, which is your biggest fear, there's not a moment really moving forward that you can't be up against.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt when I did my bikini.
Oh, really?
I wasn't. Oh, I want to strut around in a bikini. Actually, I was so nervous.
Really?
But I loved the fitness side. So for me, when I did that, I didn't realise I was going to get that feeling.
Right.
And it really helped with my confidence, because once you're in a bikini and you've got to turn around and express yourself that way, there's not much. With Shine Bright Like a Diamond, though, they don't have to. They can just strut down in a dress.
Right.
It's up to them how they decide.
But it's still challenging that.
Oh yeah.
That yeah. holds them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and the it's a.
How many people how many people's there then?
At the actual night, roughly between probably around about 200.
Really?
Watching.
So,
yeah.
So it's a real step out of the comfort zone.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And sometimes the scariest people to step in front of is your own friends and
your
family,
friends
isn't
and family.
It?
Yes.
But they just obviously realise then. Sometimes these ladies really discover how proud their friends and family are, and sometimes you don't know, every day to we go through life, don't we? Not always knowing that. And some of the girls have really got a lot from that as well.
And I suppose that it helps people to come to terms with the fact that not everyone's always thinking about you or talking about you or anything for that matter. I mean, I think we'd be quite surprised at how little anyone else really thinks about us.
Exactly.
But that holds us back.
Yeah. And I think that's what these girls then realise, is that they obviously go down the catwalk, and I guess everyone's got their own insecurities, their own fears, and you've just... Nobody else knows that. It's in your head.
It's in your head.
You are sometimes a project of your own thoughts, and sometimes just expressing yourself and that, saying, do you know what?
Yeah.
And we do
here
say,
we
yeah, F it,
yeah.
Do you know, this
yeah.
is me, and that can be quite
sure.
liberating. So
what's
the girls,
yours?
What's my...
Your fears.
My fears, oh, wow. This, really. Doing things like this, it's probably, I quite like that I've pushed myself out of my comfort zone. Things happen for a reason. I guess what's my fears? Do you know what, I don't fully know really, but my fear is sometimes the fact that you lose your confidence, your own kind of, you get in your own way sometimes, don't you? And so fears sometimes probably, knowing that you're on purpose as well, I think that's something like, I sometimes think, oh God, is this what I'm meant to be doing? I'm quite a not spiritual, but quite from that remit, woo-woo kind of type of place. I'm like, is this what I'm meant to be doing?
Right.
Because I am so like now, life is so short.
Yeah.
And I guess you want to know that you're doing the right things and you're not missing out, and is this what you're meant to be doing?
Sure.
I guess I don't really answer the question, but as for exactly what my fears are,
yep.
I don't know, probably yourself. Getting in your own way.
Getting in your own way, yeah. So, I mean, what would you do to get out of your own way?
Probably get really mad with myself, probably. what do I do? Mainly, I mean, I do a lot of like coaching as well. I do like that side. I think every coach should have a coach.
Yep.
So I like people that I can be inspired by and look towards, and sometimes just say, this is what I'm thinking, this is all the crazy stuff, can you just understand,
can you pick it apart, tell me just to
get a grip.
Yes, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
you need that, and I think that's something that I do. And I'm losing my dad, he was very much a straight talking guy, and I kind of look for coaches sometimes, that's what I need sometimes, is a bit of tough love, this is...
To tell you what to do.
Yeah, yeah. People to, kind of swear, I suppose, to stop listening to your own bullshit.
Sure, sure.
Because you can do.
Of course.
And that don't get you far, does it?
we are our own worst enemy, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, we'll either be a superhero to ourselves, or we'll be our worst enemy.
Oh, yeah, and you go through, in 1 year, you can go through all the different spectrums, can't you? One minute you think, yeah, I've got all this going, and then the next minute something happens, and you're like, Then that's the game of life and business, isn't it? You've got to play the game.
I don't think it's just business though, is it? I think that that's life as a whole. And as you said earlier on with social media, the pressures now. I forget who it was now, but there was someone who was like, they're taking the selfies and they'll retake it 100 times to get that perfect one.
Perfection is what people are looking for, and nothing's ever perfect. No. One person's perfect is another person's non-perfect.
Exactly.
So it's, but we're living in this world where
everyone feels.
Everything is so accessible, isn't it? Mm. So you can see. It's just social media spreads everything, doesn't it? So I guess, but yeah, there's no such thing as perfect.
No.
Someone told me 7 out of 10 is good enough. It was the best advice ever.
7 out of 10 is good enough, yeah.
Because you don't get it done if you're constantly doing 10 out of 10. Sometimes you're never going to get there, are you? You're never going to make that decision, or you're never going to post, I don't know, make the leaflet or decide the business decision, because if you're going for 10 out of 10,
you're never going to get that.
Yeah. 7 out of 10 gets you a lot quicker.
I like Facebook's mantra on this, and Facebook says that their mantra is move fast and break things.
Oh really?
Yeah. And I think I think it's good. It means don't sit around and ponder too long. Just go and get it done. And if you break something on the way, that's fine. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
Just get things done.
Yeah, that is good advice. Yeah, because you just gotta get on with it.
You've gotta get on with it. I think
even if you don't know what the, and I can be a culprit of that. Oh, you've got to get everything, and it's like no, just do it.
Sure.
Work it out later. Smash a few plates.
Smash
and
a few plates, that's
sort it out.
A good Greek.
Yeah, why not? Do it with a bit. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, totally. So shine bright like a diamond then. So you've done, how many have you done so far with them?
Three
of you. So yeah. Is there a fourth one?
Yes.
There is a fourth one. Yes.
There is, yeah.
Good. Because I think they need it, aren't they?
It is. It's been one of them. I did two in 1 year.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing, but it means so much to me, and I want to have as much energy as I can when I do them.
Mm.
And 2 in 1 year just was probably well, maybe I'll grow a bigger team, and then who knows how many there'll be a year.
Yeah.
But for now, where it's at, but yeah, there'll definitely be another one.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a mission that I just feel very passionate about, that women learning to accept themselves is a big thing for me, and it probably comes from the heart. So,
sure.
So yeah, there's more women to help, and we've changed some lives, and those ladies, they won't let me not do another one. They're like, we need to help more ladies,
and yeah. So.
And they keep all the guys keep saying, when are you going to do a guys one? I was like, just let me master the. I was like, okay, I've got the blueprint, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, guys walking down the catwalk. I mean,
yeah,
why not?
I can't see it as a catwalk. I'm sure we can make it a little bit more
like
masculine than that.
Frame or something.
We'll see.
I don't know. So, I mean, like, so with the event, 200 people.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? I mean, like you said, you've done 2 years, probably a bit challenging.
I've got a great team around me as well. Great team. I mean, Zoe Wadworth from Fab Events. She's literally like an events coordinator. She's amazing,
yes.
And she's been a brilliant part of Shine Bright. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without her. So she's she's the oiled.
Yes, she's part of the machine.
Yeah. And then I've got a team. I've got Nikki, there's Hannah Halsworth, there's people that have pulled together because it's their passion as well. And
sure.
Yeah, so it's not just me on my own. I'm the explorer, the visionary, but then got a great team that have helped.
So do you assign roles to these people? Do they know clearly what they're doing, or do you know, like...
Yeah, not initially I didn't. That's, I must admit, moving forward and on the last one, like Nikki was... She was helped with all the fitness, but I mean, she helped with unbelievable a lot of it. But Zoe is the events coordinator. Anything to do with the event, she's there. But that's where I know I want to take it now, is that building the team.
Sure.
It's getting everybody their actual role, and so
good.
So I'm not doing all
everything.
Of it. And,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm ready to kind of like grow it.
Sure.
And you have to relinquish.
Of course, you've got to let go, haven't you?
But I always started Shine Bright with that in mind, that it.
But you started with a team though, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And look at where it could grow and,
sure.
and how. I'm still learning that, really. You can do them, but...
What about letting go? Tell me about that. Do you struggle with that, being a control freak? You didn't even bite to that, did you then?
Yeah, I think I just... There we go.
Yeah. But on a serious note, though, I mean, did you find...
I think I'm still a bit kind of probably in cuckoo land with that a little bit sometimes. You think, oh, yeah, I'll let go, and I... But I think trust in people and people doing a good job, and then you just realise that sometimes it's just not your forte. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You give people the things that they're good at, because I'm learning what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. So...
But that's a journey itself, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, trusting people.
Yeah. And trusting yourself to let go, to give it to people.
Yeah.
Because they might screw up.
Yeah. And you've just got to, everyone learns along the way, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, totally.
You might get mad in that moment, or it is in that moment, but eventually it is what it is,
it is
isn't
what it?
It
is. Totally.
Yeah.
No, that's incredible.
Love Island, it is what it is.
I don't watch it, I watch it.
Don't go there if you haven't been.
Really?
It's nearly done now.
We don't want to miss then. Don't want to miss. So you started with the team, so that's great. You've learnt to let go a little bit, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, so for yourself then, what's the next big development for you?
Big development. Do you know, I still want to grow Shine Bright. I've been working really hard this year on Fit for It. So my big thing at the minute is again, the letting go. So Fit for It running without me.
Yes.
So there's not the need for me. So how do you explain that? It's I want to be here. I don't need to be here.
Of course.
There's a difference.
Yes.
So that's mastering in itself. But yeah. But the next thing, I'm really wanting to explore, because where personal training's going, personally on my personal training front, is bringing that holistic approach in. So, because I'm doing holistic coaching now as well,
sure.
I'm training in that side. So I'm looking at how the synergy of those two together, because I know but what I feel is people, yes, we want to get fit, they want to lose weight, but if you can kind of have that coaching in there as well as the personal training, which is kind of what I'm doing with Shine Bright, but that one-to-one,
yes.
Want to build some programs around that, so you've kind of got a bit of life coaching / personal training involved. Why pay two when you can have the both synergy together, because the results
makes
will
total
be then
sense. And I think that, I don't know if we did it on camera, I think it was off camera, but we were talking about this, weren't we, about how, do you know, you've got to go there in the head, you've got to get the head right for your fitness to stand a chance.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
like, that comes back probably to the discipline. Like, if you're not disciplined about what you eat,
yeah,
or disciplined about going to the gym when you really can't be bothered because the weather's 34 degrees outside.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's so easy to skip out, and you let that habit start, it's very difficult to shift again.
Yeah, and so, I think people need that support, and they do need that coaching.
Yeah.
And the thing what I've been doing a lot on is behaviour eating. So
yeah.
I've been doing loads of studying on behaviour eating, because it's really, whether you're under-eating or over-eating, you've got to sort the behaviours out, and then the results will come.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of... this year's been a lot of education for me, so a lot of learning. And then so right now, your question is where do I see? I'm still in the development stage.
Brilliant.
There's a lot of cogs turning.
Yes. Amazing. Right, biggest challenge in business?
God, biggest challenge. You going from just you to then having a team.
Good, good.
Because I think I find it hard sometimes to, it's that managing people, and sometimes you have to have uncomfortable conversations and what have you, and so I think that's the biggest challenge for me, is going from being me to then having a team,
right.
And I've had to really learn, and also bringing the right people on. I've done a lot of work on how to bring in the right people.
Got you.
So
because it's very easy to try and manage people through getting them to like you, as opposed to managing them to get the best for them.
Yeah, and getting the best out of people. I think that's something that I find easy to do, but when you're not getting the best out of them, I'm not as good that side. I'm not as good as being as cracking down.
Cracking.
But then I've tried to bring in people on the team that's maybe their forte.
Right, got you.
Because you have to realise what you're not good at.
Of course.
And sometimes I'm not good at being the ruthless one. I know I'm not. I've learned that. When I've tried to be, it doesn't sit well with who I am.
Sure.
So then you have to bring people in your team that can do that, and that's what they're good at, or that's where they excel more. So,
yeah.
People.
But it's all development again. It's all development again. I remember one of the things that, I mean, we haven't even talked about this today, we've talked about it in the past, but I remember one of the things that you were saying is about just letting yourself go and being you.
Yeah.
I know we've touched on this a little bit earlier on, but like, I don't really, well, I remember one of your videos that you were doing and you're pulling funny faces and stuff, and it's like, you know, you've got to just be fun and let yourself go and stuff like that as well. And I think a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
So like, how do you get past the initial demon that you have in your own head that people's going to think you're stupid or an idiot or foolish?
I think it's something that you work on, and it's something that I am now, is because sometimes what people think you like and what you are like is two totally different things. Yes. And sometimes people like to see realness, and I've learned that.
Yes.
Because you kind of think you've got to be this perfect project of a businesswoman or personal trainer or this, and I'm not. I'm just
you.
A woman or a girl, like, that you're just a human, you're just you. And sometimes I think people relate to that when you are just your vulnerable self. Some people, vulnerability is not a bad thing.
Yes.
Do you know, it's been...
Have you always been like that though? Is this something that you've actually worked hard to develop?
I think that's something that I'm realising is important, that people see who the real you is. Mm. And learning that some people will like you and some people won't.
And that's fine.
And that's okay, because that builds your people around you, because it's life. Like, that's, not everyone's going to get you, or not everyone's going to, but the people that do, and if you can empower them and inspire them, then that's all that really counts.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And that's something that I've had to learn.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But people like real people, and you are who you are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that, like, everyone's pretending online, aren't they? There's so many people that's pretending.
And I just can't do that.
But it's very filtered, isn't it? You're going to tell everyone about how great your day is, and look at my new car, and here we are on holiday. Here's the feature.
Yeah.
But you're not going to say, oh, I've had a terrible day today, John.
And I think people want to know more of that. Because in the world where it's getting more fabricated, I think more of the realness needs to come through. Because there probably is some 22-year-old that's just started personal training that... maybe listening to the fact that you have made mistakes and you have, or just that someone's real, because I know really that's what I used to look for.
Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I used to be inspired by great business people, but the minute that they just said, I was like you one day, or this is what I did, I think bringing it back more real is quite important, and I think I need to do that more.
Thanks for
the little
so to bring this into a landing, I want you to go back to an 18-year-old, let's say 22, actually, because that's when you first started self-employed, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing everything that you know now,
yeah.
If you had a means to go back to see Katie at 22 years old, what would you tell her?
I'd just say, what I was saying earlier is, don't get swept up in, be more in the now, as in, and just don't take things just too seriously.
Yes.
Like, just, like, you're going to, let's say, F up. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just remember that it's every failure you're going to learn from, and I think the quicker that you learn that, because you're scared of failing as when you're younger, but actually that's when you learn the most, about business and about yourself. So don't be scared to fail, because you're definitely going to do it along the way.
Why do you think that we are scared to fail?
Probably because of people's perception of that, or what you think, or whatever, or just because when you're a driven person and you're wanting to succeed, failure and succeed is the total paramount. It's the total paramount, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess you think that to be successful, you must be successful the whole way, and you are not.
You know,
you've got to have the peaks and troughs.
Yeah, yeah.
And normally you learn the most from when you make the mistake.
When you're the
and actually, that's okay.
Yes,
because it's just a. It's a journey.
It is a journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
A never-ending one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely so. Kate, it's been wonderful. Where can people find out more about you and Shine Bright Like a Diamond and what you're doing here at Fit For It?
Okay, so I'm on Facebook. So it's Katie Ford, personal trainer. And then there's the gym, www.fitforitfitness.com. You can email there. Anything comes through to myself, but myself on Facebook.
Sure.
You can come along there. We've got the Shine Bright page as well.
Brilliant.
But anything that goes through to Katie Ford PT
comes
to me.
Brilliant. Yep. I'll put a link on that as well, so it's in the description somewhere on this. Katie, it's been absolutely marvellous.
Yeah,
thank you for coming
out
of your comfort zone.
It wasn't as bad. I just had a nice chat.
Exactly, that's all it is. I mean, if you were talking to the camera, it might have been a bit more challenging.
Yeah, but we've just had a little chat, haven't we?
And that's all it is. Katie, absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.